afternoon, everybody. I'm Dan Esdale, and I am here with a special guest for a very special podcast. My guest today is Kelly Trickett, who is the Director of Family and Community Services. And Kelly, welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dan. I'm excited to talk to staff and families who might be listening and have questions that they're hoping to get answered today.
Absolutely. And I think on that note, in terms of the questions, you know, Kelly specifically requested to be my guest today because last month it was announced that the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has chosen Seven Hills Family Support Center to serve as the designated Greater Lowell Family Support Center. Now, this change is effective as of February 1st, and it does impact Encompass. So Kelly, as the Director of Family and Community Services, is it possible for you to explain the decision and the process to our listeners today?
Sure. It's a process. And I guess it's probably confusing to some of you who have heard this news and also is devastating to some of you, as it has been to us as the current Family Support Center in Lowell. We were well aware that this contract was going up for bid. The contract actually was supposed to go up for bid last spring, but then that was impacted because of the pandemic that we are all currently living through. And this is routine. The family support contract is not the only DDS contract that goes up for bid. Most of our services do go up for bid at a certain period of time. And what that means is that we have to apply to qualify to be the family support center. So that application involves us responding to a series of questions. And then in the end, our response to those questions gets scored. So we applied and we actively pursued it, like I said, and we really were hoping to continue to be the family support provider in the Lowell area office. So it was a competitive contract. So other areas or other agencies were able to apply to be the Family Support Center of Lowell as well. And it just so happened that Seven Hills was the agency, I guess you could say, I don't want to use the word win, but they were the ones who were chosen by DDS to be the family support provider of Lowell as of February 1st.
So, Kelly, can you explain what this means for the families who are currently served by the Encompass Family Support Center who might be listening today?
Sure. So what does this mean for you? So I'm sure you guys kind of are nervous and you're stressed because change is hard. Change is hard for everybody. Change is even hard for me. And it's hard for the staff that you guys have been working with for the last couple of years. But what this does mean is that the services that you are receiving from us in terms of family support will transition to Seven Hills on February 1st. So if you are receiving stipend money from us, if you are receiving navigation services from us, and if you have attended any of our family trainings or any of our social rec programs, such as music therapy or any of our virtual programs over the last, almost a year now, so if you have attended any of those will transition to Seven Hills. If you are somebody who is enrolled in our medically complex program, DESE, agency with choice, or receive any of the other services at our agency, whether that's day program, CBDS, shared living, group homes, you are not affected and you will still be receiving those services from us.
So not everybody is impacted equally, it sounds like. For those families who might be listening, Kelly, how do they decipher that? What is the best way for them to determine how this decision specifically impacts them?
Number one, if you're not sure, ask us. You can ask me, you can ask the staff that you are currently working with. Just ask, because I know you might think to yourself, I'm not impacted, but you still might be unsure. So just ask us and we'll answer. The other way to think about it is think about what service you are getting from us. So if you're getting financial assistance or if you're getting stipend money, you can think to yourself, okay, I am going to be impacted. But if you're wondering, well, I get family support money, but I also attend the Encompass Day Habilitation Program, what does that mean? Well, that means that there will be no interruption to the service that you receive from our Day Habilitation Program, but you will be receiving your stipend and financial assistance money from Seven Hills. So instead of being served by one agency, you're now being served by two. And again, I can't stress more, ask us all of those questions, because we don't want you to be sitting home stressed and unsure. Just ask. We'll answer.
Can you kind of talk a little bit about what steps you and your team are taking really over these next few weeks to ensure a smooth transition to Seven Hills for those families who are impacted?
Sure. We've been working diligently to make sure that the transition is as smooth as it can be. And we understand that things are going to come up over the next few weeks, and things have already come up over the next few weeks that we do have to problem solve, because I know there are questions that some of you have already asked me that I'm like, oh, I actually don't have the answer. I don't know what that's going to look like. So let me find out. We're meeting internally regularly. I've met with DDS in the team there, and we've had open conversations around what the next couple of weeks are going to look like. And we've put some timelines in place. And that's kind of also how we learned that February 1st is the official transition date. We've also met with Seven Hills to talk about what they're going to need from us to make this transition smoothly. But we've also talked to them about what we think they need from us to help them be successful in working with you. Our hope is that you will not feel a huge bump in your services. So whatever services that you are receiving from us in the Family Support Center will just continue. And I know you probably are thinking, but it's a whole new agency. Of course, there's going to be changes. Yes, you're right. There are going to be some things that change, but your services will continue. My last conversation with Seven Hills was via email this morning. And that conversation was around setting up a time for us to host a virtual meeting that we are present. The Encompass Family Support Team is present. The Seven Hills Family Support Team is present, and all of you are able to log on to that, and we're able to introduce Seven Hills to you. You're able to ask questions, and we're able to have a conversation about the future of your family support services.
Well, that sounds fantastic. So it sounds like you and your team are actively engaged with the Seven Hills Family Support Team. Let me ask you this. What does it mean for families on February 1st? Like, what happens on that day?
Sure. So what I can't speak to is the ins and outs and policies and procedures and systems that Seven Hills has in place around administering family support services. But what I can say is that on February 1st, they will be your point of contact. Instead of contacting us for your family support services, you will be contacting them. You will be submitting your receipts or invoices for reimbursement or payment if you're somebody that receives stipend or financial assistance. Any receipt dated after January 31st will need to be submitted to them. So at some point in time, I'm sure you guys will be communicated to around who's your point of contact there, et cetera, et cetera. I don't have that information today, but we're hoping with some of the meetings that we have with them, and then that virtual meeting that we have, that we'll be able to sort some of that stuff out, because I know the unknown is what makes things most stressful, right? And I know there are a lot of unknowns right now. So we are trying to get you as much information as we can for February 1st. But like I said, that will be the day that you will be receiving services from them. You guys are already invited to attend any of the virtual programming that they have been doing over the past few months. I can't remember if we shared the link to their calendar, but I think on our FAQ, we did post that link so that you guys can kind of check out what they have going on and start being part of their family support family.
So you mentioned a webpage. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So we're getting a lot of questions from you guys, and we're happy to answer all of the questions that come to us. I will say we don't have all the answers right now, but for the questions that we don't have answers to, we are trying to find those answers and figure out those answers so that we can get them to you. A lot of the questions that are coming in are very similar. So what we decided to do is post them on a page on our website so you can go there, read your question, maybe your question, other people's questions, and get more information around what this transition will look like. So that's also why I encourage questions, because you and somebody else might have the same question and that person might not get a chance to ask us. So you asking that question and us posting it on our website just will help you guys figure out what's going on. And it will just be a place that you can find out what's what and what you can expect over the next few weeks.
What advice do you have for the family members who are listening today who, while they might appreciate everything and all the steps that are being taken to ensure this smooth transition, but they might still be anxious about the transition? You know, what advice do you have for those family members?
My one piece of advice is to tell you guys that it is okay to be anxious. It is okay to be stressed. But what I don't want you all to do is to panic, because we're putting a lot of effort in and working really hard to see that there's a process and system in place that so that this transition is seamless and one that is smooth. And like I said, that there isn't going to be an interruption to the services that you are currently receiving. And I also, and I said it earlier a few questions ago, and I will say it 100 times, ask us all of the questions that you have, because I wouldn't want you sitting at home stressed about something when maybe you could just ask and we could answer. We want to alleviate as much stress as possible for you. So reach out to us, ask us your questions, call us. Transitions are hard, and this is a transition that you guys are going to have to go through. And I completely understand that. And we want to work with you to make this as easy as possible.
Message here: when in doubt, just ask, right? Kelly, thank you so much. Do you have anything else that you want to add before we sign off here?
I think the only other thing that I can add is that Seven Hills is an agency that is not necessarily, I guess I'll use the word rookie when it comes to family support. They have implemented family support services in the past, and they are a family support center for other areas of Massachusetts. So they have experience, they're well-versed, and so you guys shouldn't be concerned there. We respect them as an agency, and I know they respect us, and we've been working with them together. We've been working with them collaboratively to assist you guys here moving forward. So just be patient, ask your questions, and just if you can take anything from this, just I hope maybe me saying that or sharing that makes you feel a little bit better about this transition.
Absolutely. I think it's great to hear that, that you know, two very qualified, very competent, and very caring groups of people are working together in the best interest of the families that they support in Lowell. Kelly, thank you so much. We are going to continue the conversation. And, you know, if we need to do another one of these, we're more than happy to do so. We encourage you all as well to stay connected to Encompass Human Services. You might not be receiving services from the Family Support Center, but, you know, follow us on social media, listen to our podcasts on Spotify. You will always be part of the Encompass family, no matter what. We are always here and we are always advocates for the people that we support. So on that note, Kelly, I want to thank you and wish you and your team the best of luck. I want to thank your team as well. I know that they are going above and beyond right now to make sure this transition goes well. So thank you so much for spending the time.
You're welcome. And thanks for having me.
So on that note, everybody, I'm going to call it a wrap for this special Encompass podcast. Thanks again to Kelly Trickett, the Director of Family and Community Services at Encompass. I'm Dan Esdale. And until next time, have a great one.